Fire Chief Tim Harris of the town of Peace River and actually the county of Northern Lights as well joins us on the line for Fire Prevention Week this week. Chief, thank you very much for joining us. I simply ask, how important is it to have working smoke detectors and CO monitors in your home or business, since those are the theme of this year's Fire Prevention Week?
Yeah, you're right, Keith. The theme for this year is smoke alarms, make them work for you. It's important to have working smoke alarms in your home. They are the most effective and cost-effective and most efficient life-saving device you can have in your home, but they have to be working in order to provide that life safety. So actually, 60% of home fire deaths happen in homes where there is no smoke alarms or no working smoke alarms. So it's very important to have them and to make sure they're working. So part of this year's theme, there's three words that they'd like everybody to remember, and that is install, test, and replace. So make sure smoke alarms are installed in the home, and they should be in every bedroom, outside sleeping areas such as the hallways, and on every level of the home, including the basement. And ideally, they should all be interconnected so that when one smoke alarm is activated by a fire, they all go off, alerting everybody in the house and giving them an early warning of a fire in the house. And they need to be working. So the second word, test. You should be testing smoke alarms monthly by pushing the test button on the alarm just to make sure they are still functioning. And then replace. So smoke alarms are good for 10 years. After that, they need to be replaced. So you should be looking at the smoke alarms, see if they have a date on them when they need to be replaced. And if they don't, they're probably older than 10 years and they should be replaced right away.
That's a good point you bring up here, Chief, is the fact that smoke alarms and CO detectors have an expiry date, as it were. How often do we take that for granted in your mind, the fact that these expiry dates on these rather important pieces of apparatus are there?
Yeah, I think it's one thing a lot of people don't realize. It is the most sort of common thing we find when we do look at smoke alarms that aren't working. They're either very old or they're not working at all. As they age, the sensitivity of the sensory devices can change. Some of them become more sensitive and create more false alarms, or they become less sensitive and may not be activated in the case of a real fire, and that's not the time that you want to find out your smoke alarms are not working. So they did start quite a few years ago by putting a date on the smoke alarms when they need to be replaced, or they have a space where you can write on the alarm when it's installed, and go from 10 years from that date. For carbon monoxide alarms, it varies slightly by manufacturer, so you look at the manufacturer's recommendations when installing that type of alarm. Generally, I think they're around 7 to 10 years as well.
Being better safe than sorry, obviously, as you mentioned at this time of the year, is the biggest key, because heaven forbid the unforeseen might happen. We pray that it doesn't. But how easy is it just to contact the non-emergency numbers of the fire department, the police department, the authorities, saying, hey, what is the best recommendation? How easy is it to get advice from authorities like yourself on subjects like this?
I can't speak for other agencies, but for the fire department, people are welcome to call the fire hall, get in touch with the fire department if they have smoke alarm questions. And I do receive some of those questions. Interestingly, one of the sort of questions we do receive is my smoke alarm is beeping. And I ask, well, is it a constant, three beeps and then repeated, which is a sign of an actual smoke in the building? Or is it just an occasional chirp? And most often it's just this occasional chirp every, varies again, every 30 to 60 seconds. Generally that means that the battery in the smoke alarm is due for replacement. If you change the battery in the alarm and it's still chirping, that actually means the smoke alarm has reached its end of life. They manufacture the alarms with that kind of intelligence within them. They know when they're at the end of their life, and they do give that warning by that occasional chirping noise. So it's not an alarm being activated. It is just a chirping noise to say that either the battery or the smoke alarm has expired and needs to be replaced. But anyone's always welcome to contact the fire department with any questions on smoke alarms and other fire safety questions.
And I know, Tim, you've been busy over the last little while on social media with Fire Prevention Week, and you've got pretty important dates coming up, especially with open houses in and around the area. How easy is it for everybody to say, hey, let's go out to check out the new equipment, ask some questions, and say, let's get ready for winter because winter is coming?
Yeah, that's right. You know, this time of year, lots of fire departments will have some kind of open house event to promote fire safety and to welcome the public to the fire halls. So for the Peace River and Canyon Northern Lights Fire Departments, that is this Saturday, October the 12th, we'll be having an open house at the Peace River Fire Hall, downtown Peace River. So we have a free pancake breakfast. We have our trucks and equipment on display. We've got some demonstrations of vehicle extrication, rooftop rescue. We have a grease fire demonstration to really show the correct way to put out a fire on your stove. We have lots of giveaways, prizes, fire safety information. You can practice using a fire extinguisher. And as mentioned there, there's a free pancake breakfast. So bring everybody down, bring your family down. 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Saturday, October 12th, at the Peace River Fire Hall.
Definitely looking forward to that. That is for sure. I appreciate this. Fire Chief Tim Harris, appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith.